Okay. With the first pick in the 2009 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Matthew Stafford, quarterback, Georgia.
It's been a while. I just remember battling, you know, trying to do everything I could to start. It was a bunch of competition, a lot of fun. I'm sure I was nervous, but had no idea what I was really getting into. And then you kind of figure it out as you go. It's an exciting time, really, as it is every year. You know, I mean, I was 21 doing that, and I'm 29 doing it. And, you know, still the same level of excitement, probably if not more. So it's a fun feeling. You know, you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself. Training camp, if you look at the big picture, is pretty daunting. But if you can kind of compartmentalize it and take it day by day and really, you know, meeting by meeting, practice by practice, you know, you're going to be more successful. So just some core things that I want to make sure that I do every time I, you know, show up to the facility and get ready to work, and, you know, just being excited about football again, and excited about another season. It's a long wait sometimes, and it's good to be kicking it back off again.
I think I've been involved in football since I was 9 years old. I think I was somewhere around there when I first got started. Every single fall, you know, I've been involved in some sort of training camp, and this is my 40th. From a coaching standpoint. So, yeah, there's not any time I don't get excited about it. I think that coaching is in your DNA. Either you love it or you don't. Either you can deal with all of the ups and downs or you can't. But I get excited about having an opportunity to go out there and compete and see the young guys develop, create some camaraderie, and all those things are a great part of what we do. It's a lot of fun, and our staff as well. So it's challenging but fun.
You know, it's anxious. You know, you want to see all your teammates, and you might not have seen like a lot of them over the break. So you just want to see them and see how they progressed, and see how their vacations went. You know, getting acquainted with your teammates and your coaches again. You know, you haven't seen them for about 5 weeks, so you just, you know, getting back in and getting back in the building.
What's up, guys?
Over the years, I've gotten a lot more patient. Used to, I would start being ready to go like early July, and you know, now I just kind of enjoy my whole offseason all the way up until, like, it's time to go. Because once I leave and, you know, you lock in for training camp and the season, you know, you're there for a while. And so I try to really focus on my time at home with my wife and with my kids.
You know, you get here, you're ready to go, you're excited to see everybody, catch up with everybody, see the things that they've done in the offseason. But then ultimately, you're starting to check things off the checklist so that you get, you know, I'm done my physical now. I'm one step closer to getting on the field. I'm done my media headshots. Now I'm another step closer to getting on the field and getting on the road with the journey of the 2017 season.
You're never completely satisfied as a coach, but I was pleased with the way that we started. I think in every single practice we've had, the tempo has been very good. We haven't been as sharp as we like, but obviously you don't expect to be this extremely sharp. Otherwise, you don't have anything to practice for, right? It'd be scary if you came out on the first day and everything was exactly like you want. But as you begin to add more defenses, add more special teams sort of schematics, add plays and et cetera, but in concepts, you know, it gets a bit more difficult. But the guys are, I think, moving along. Younger players are getting a feel for how fast these things come along. We've kind of been spoon-feeding them a little bit. Training camp, there is no spoon-feeding. I mean, it's all or nothing, and it moves quickly, and you've got to get it, and there's no, going back.
I'm trying to get all the rust out, really. You know, we all been working out, but we really haven't been in football situations. So first day, kind of getting your legs under you and getting used back to the football speed.
You always take that time to kind of get your feet back under you, get back into, the swing of things. But it went pretty good, actually. Not being on the field in OTAs, for me, that time was really crucial, just being able to just feel good out there, and I think it went pretty good.
You know, it's always that time of year. You know, you get the emotions, you can smell football in the air, you get to feel your body. For some reason, man, your body just kind of know when it's time to go, and your body is just ready to go, and you feel it on the inside, on the outside. It's in the air, and it never gets old. This is number 9 for me, and I'll probably be more excited now than I was in year 1 or 2.
It's sort of like a rookie mindset because you're now in a new program. Like, I've been with Arizona for 4 years and trying to learn the lingo of everything here and learning the schedule and just adjusting with that. So it's like more of a rookie mindset, a little bit of nerves, but at the same time, excitement.
The level that we have to play at to win in this league and in this division is very high. And if we don't practice it, if we don't work at it, it's not just going to happen on game day. So we got to do it every single day so it just becomes who we are.
Of trash talking, always competitive, that is just in our nature. We wouldn't be get to this point or this level, in football if we weren't all some type of competitor. So get a little hot out there, guys pushing, shoving, but at the end of the day, it's not combative. We're out there just all trying to get each other better.
Anytime you can put the pads on for the first time and 8 months, you have a lot of there's a lot of build up to that moment, especially that first period that you have with the pads on. It's always a fun time because that's what we do. That's what offensive and defensive linemen do. We hit each other, and anytime you can get the pads on, it's for real.
We understand we're all trying to get better. We got a good group over there in the O-line, and they understand that everyone's trying to get work, everyone's trying to get better. So I think we do a good job of competing and keeping it inside the lines and just making it about football.
Once you get that first hit, you realize, okay, I need to bring my A game, start coming off the ball and hitting things. So the mindset's more killer mindset a little bit.
All spring long, guys get accustomed to operating so high. Because you don't have pads on, so now you got to get them back down low, particularly your offensive and defensive linemen. So we're looking for that, more crisp contact, and particularly with the just in terms of making certain that our pad contact is low enough.
Offensive guys love practicing without pads. Defensive guys like to put pads on because now you can get hands on guys, you can be physical with guys, receivers aren't just running crazy. And even though we don't really take guys to the ground like that in practice, when those receivers come across the middle, even though you get, when you got pads on, it's a little different. You know, and I'm not saying they don't catch the ball, but it's a little different. And the physicality picks up, and I think that's when, as a defense, you can do some things. And so I've always loved those types of practices.
You know, the young guys, that we're getting a good look at them because we've never seen them in our system in pads. So that's always fun to kind of watch some of our, you know, guys we draft and free agents or guys that we don't know, you know, from a schematic standpoint within our system that we've got at free agency across the board. So it was great getting them out there. So every day, man, I'm in here toiling away and I'm really interested in trying to see exactly every single play that Tabor made, how he functioned. You know, I'm looking at TJ Lang. You know, it's a lot of fun this time of year.
Anytime you can get in the Ford Field, there's always this buzz about it, regardless if that's a mock game or if it's, you know, a Monday night game. And there's something about that place that is just unreal.
I love walking into the stadium. I always get chills, and I don't care if it's practice, I don't care if it's an appearance. I always get chills and great memories when I walk in there. Man, it's just a great environment, and I'm ready to see the new renovations and visualize the fans and smoke and feel the turf again, feel my footwork again, and, you know, hopefully make a couple plays.
The real idea of the mock game is this, is that you typically go into scrimmages and you typically have situational practice segments like we do every day with our mocks at the end to cover some situation. But you don't get in the actual game flow with your special teams, with the offense, defense taking the field in the flow of a regular game. So what we try and do is mimic that. We just try to, as much as we can. We have NFL officials that are here that work with us. And then they also just do a great job of just kind of getting guys into the sense where the substitutions have to be right, the timing, the clocks are all running, everything. Unusual things come up in mock games, so that also makes it fun.
To get out in a game situation, you know, it is practice, but this is kind of something I think that helps a lot of the guys, not only the rookies, but guys like myself that are, you know, a little bit older, getting in a game-like situation. This is what it's really like, and especially to get out in front of the fans, it's nice for them to be able to see us and for us to see them.
And just enjoying the moment of being able to come out and play football for the Detroit Lions and in front of these fans and, you know, just do my best, and, you know, today I was able to make some plays, so it's a good time.
It's key to get your blood boiling and to have the pressure on you a little bit to see what you would do. So, you know, we're going to take it one step even further going into Indianapolis, and each game it'll get better and better.
You know, I think the team looked good today, and we're ready to go and compete against somebody else.